Hi, my name is Deirdre Shivak, and I studied abroad in Dunedin, New Zealand last spring. So before I even went on my study abroad trip, I knew there was going to be a lot of opportunities and adventures to do that I know I wouldn't necessarily try in the States. Things like skydiving and zorbing and long hikes and things like that.
What is zorbing?
So zorbing, it's a kind of crazy thing that they probably wouldn't allow in the States, but it's going down a hill. There's various heights of those hills, mountains, whatever you want to call them. And it's a giant hamster wheel, like blow up hamster wheel, and there's a little bit of water in it. And between 3 and 4 people get in and you roll down the hill in that ball. It's a pretty wild thing that I didn't think I would do, but I did it. But anyway, I knew that when I went to New Zealand, I really wanted to go skydiving. When everyone asked me what was something I wanted to do, I told them skydiving. And it's been on my bucket list for a long time, but it's also one of the most nerve-wracking things that I think I could do. I'm not really an adventure seeker in practice, but I want to think that I could be, and it didn't really turn out what I wanted to be, and I didn't feel how I wanted to feel about it, but it was an experience.
What do you mean by not being an adventure seeker in practice?
So I internally would like to think that I'm going to like travel the world, kind of like the bucket list family. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but it's just like this little family that travels all over the world and does these crazy things, both them and their kids. They like go snorkeling with whales and jump into, they're wild. So I like to think that I could be like that, but externally, I don't really do those kinds of things. I kind of stick to what I know. I kind of throw myself into my studies and don't do very many adventurous things. After study abroad, it's definitely been better. I've tried to do different things every weekend and things like that. But before study abroad, I wasn't very much of an adventure seeker. But skydiving was one of those super adventurous things that I really wanted to try and start myself on that adventure seeking lifestyle. Even though there were, from the very beginning, when I first met our program director, there were signs that I shouldn't do it. Our program director, her name was Jane, and she was from New Zealand, and she would always talk about skydiving, how it's the one thing she wished her students wouldn't do, because there was one person that, when they jumped out of the plane, they vomited midair, and it like blew up right in their face, and it was not a great experience for that person. So she like always gives stories like that, how it's not the most classy, great experience that everybody wants it to be. But I was like, I came in wanting to do it, I'm going to do it. So then Fox Glacier is actually, it's either like the first or second, it's a place in New Zealand, but it's like the first or second like top place to skydive in the whole world. I think it's second after Everest. So we were like, we're here. There was a couple of my friends and I really wanted to go. So we were going to make a weekend trip of it because it was like 10 hours away from where we were staying. So we ended up going to a place called Wanaka for a night. And then early in the morning, we were going to drive the 4 hours from Wanaka to Fox Glacier. And we originally thought it was like an hour and a half away from Fox Glacier. I mean, from Wanaka. But because of the way the mountains are, you have to go like around the mountains and then back down to Fox Glacier. So it was 2 times as long as we thought the drive was going to be. And there was no cell service between it because you're driving through mountains. My friend kept getting car sick in the car. And then when we got there, they canceled on us like 3 times throughout the day. So like the first time when we first got there, they were like, sorry, it's like too foggy, we can't take you out. But come back in a couple hours and we have a couple open slots and maybe you can do it then. And the same thing happened throughout the day. We went back 2 or 3 times and they were like, sorry, not going to work today. But we made the best of the situation. We did some like local hikes and things like that. But I should have just taken that as a sign because I was like really nervous to do it. Didn't feel great about doing it, but I was like, I'm here, I'm going to do it. And then so over our spring break, technically it was fall there, but what would have been spring break in the States, I went to Australia to visit my twin sister who was studying in Australia. And she had always talked about wanting to skydive too, and she wasn't going to do it except for the fact that I asked. I was like, I didn't get to skydive. Would you skydive with me when I come to visit you? She jumped on it. We got on the bus to drive to the place in the skydive. My stomach was in knots, worse than like any other kind of experience. So like things like we did like the largest swing in the world, like into a canyon, and I was nervous about that, but more excited than nervous. It was wild. So then we got on the plane. My everything in me was so nervous. I was like, I really shouldn't be doing this. I watched my twin sister jump off the plane first, and I was like, ready not to go. When I went on the edge of the plane, the one thing they tell you is you have to have your arms across your chest and your head back. And as soon as my legs went over the plane, like still sitting on the plane, I gripped onto the plane. Like everything in my body was telling me no. And then we dropped off the plane, and the only thing I had in my mind, because they were also taking pictures and recording the whole experience, I was like, don't vomit, smile, don't vomit, smile, because I had Jane, my director, in my head telling me, like, this was not a good idea, basically. I've never been so happy to hit the ground. My sister loved it, and I absolutely hated it, so... It was an experience.
So what do you think you learned from this experience?
So I think my biggest thing is just like listen to your gut. Yes, there are things that it's really good to push yourself out of your comfort zone, out of those like boundaries you've set for yourself. Yes, I want to be an adventure seeker, but it's also okay to realize, all right, maybe that boundary is not one that needs to be pushed, because it was an experience that like I look back on, and there are some experiences you look back on that pushed you out of your boundaries, and you're like, yes, I got a lot of out of that. And there are some that like, all right, that kind of scared me back into my comfort zone a little bit more. So just like trust your gut. Not all boundaries need to be pushed. Comparing it to other things like the canyon swing, like when I went on crazy long hikes, like those things I finished and I look back on and I would do them again. And I've learned a lot about myself from those experiences. But the skydiving, I can't say I learned too much from that. So, yeah.